This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off with a study, and we do love a good study. This one is found that lesbians are more accepted than gay men around the world. It's a study conducted by New York University psychologists and published recently in a psychology journal. They looked at 23 Western and non-Western countries. Broadly, they found that attitudes towards sexual minorities related to the country's belief about gender systems more broadly. So if you've, got a very heteronormative system where men and women conform to those norms, then you're more likely to be less accepting. The Netherlands was one of the top gender non-conforming countries and also very, positive towards sexual minorities. India and China were actually a really interesting one in the survey, where the strong gender norms were actually associated with greater tolerance for homosexuality.
So it was a bit of an outlier.
Yeah. I don't know why. The study's findings also suggested that men are more likely to be both the targets and the perpetrators of sexual prejudice. Probably not entirely surprising. And, of course, yes, gay men are rated more negatively than women, mainly because it's men that are driving that that opinion.
In Canada, an inclusive LGBT plus gym in Edmonton has been forced to permanently close after being subjected to months and months of online harassment and doxing,
In Canada, and what's doxing?
Doxing is researching and publishing private information on public websites in a view of causing harm to the people. So
that's terrible.
So a far-right hate group has been doing that, and the gym was called Queer Flex. Temporarily closed in September 2019 for the safety, because the members, the staffs were being subject to online abuse.
They're actually being threatened, really. They're saying things you can run, but you can't hide.
Absolutely. And the group they defend Canada described the founder of that gym as a far left extremist who has opened up a training compound for domestic terrorists. So really, some slur that it's
no. I just wanted to pump iron.
So they closed temporarily and really lack of income after the closure means they have to close completely. It is sad news for a community, for a place that was inclusive.
And one very, as much as I hate doing this, but Israel for our news. Some queer fans have been banned from showing rainbow flags at one of his matches.
However, the club issued later a statement saying they were look into the matter, and rainbow flags are not banned at our club. It is not forbidden. We are gathering more information about what happened.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.